now that we're living most of our lives online, all of us are vulnerable to the internet. And the difficulty with young people is they may not have experienced the dangers of not being able to escape your past until it's too late. I like to tell the story of Stacy Snyder, the young 22-year-old teacher in training, who posted a picture of herself on MySpace wearing a pirate's hat and drinking from a plastic cup that said Drunken Pirate. Her supervisor at the school said she was promoting drinking and she was fired. She sued and was unable to get her job back, and she had to pick an entirely different career. So I think that's a very dramatic example of just how vulnerable all of us are to being judged out of context by a single image or ill-chosen picture. And once you do that, it may be very hard to escape your past. I have students, of course, who are educating themselves about this. And right before they apply for jobs, I teach at a law school, they'll often go onto their Facebook pages and clean it up. They'll take down some of the embarrassing pictures, although they tell me they have to leave up one or two just so that their employers don't think that they have something to hide. You know, they have to seem to be authentic in that way. But there are other forms of education. There's a movement in Europe on behalf of digital forgetting, which is having marches and rallies, which I think is tremendously helpful.